Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the meeting. It didn't cost you a cent to get in, but it's going to cost you a lot to get out, so bring some more people in here. Thank you for all showing up tonight. It's a very important issue for all of us to understand better, and so with that, it will be very easy and very quick for me to turn this over to Dr. McIsaac to be sure that I don't foul anything up. So, Dr. McIsaac, go get it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'd try to like to have informal be the word of the evening here, although we do have a format to suggest tonight. Let me also say right at the onset that the word debate has been used. This is not going to be a formal debate. It's not a test of anybody's debating skills. Information distribution is the goal here tonight, and to that extent, we'd like to extend some special appreciation to Pete Leipzig and Jay Bornstein for their willingness to do this. They are volunteering to do this towards their perceptions of it, contributing to the common good, and we want to be sure and thank them for that. Let me say a few words about how this will go tonight, and then we'll start. We're going to try to keep this to no longer than 2 hours, and the chairman's told me he will be pretty brutal with his gavel when we get close to the 9 o'clock hour. We have handed out, we have in the briefing book, and we have handed out to the audience and the council members here a little format and schedule. And let me go over that briefly. We have a period here of welcome and format presentations. I'm doing that now. Jim Seeger will provide a little background information. He's got a slideshow to talk about that to try to set some of the stage. We are just talking about the narrow aspect of trawl individual quotas processor shares tonight. We have afforded each of the two gentlemen here an opportunity for opening statements. You'll see on the sheet that we have 10 minutes there each. And it says the opportunity for counter perspectives. And again, we're not looking to have a rebuttal back and forth debate situation, but we do want to afford each one of the presenters the opportunity, if they feel like they've heard something previously said that they would like to present a different perspective on. That's what that 3 minute period is about. We will be trying to run a time clock here, again, not to be oppressive, but just to try to make sure that we achieve some degree of equity amongst the presenters and stick to the 2 hours. We have some written advanced questions that were in the briefing book. And there's been a gentleman's agreement that Jay would go first that Jay would go first on the opening statements, and then we'll flip that around when we get to the written questions, and then flip it around again when we get to the closing statements. On these written advanced questions, we've got 3 minutes for each person to speak to. The other person has 4 minutes for any sort of a response or to present their answer to the question, and the initial person has 1 minute at the end to present a counter perspective. So the time balance equals out there. Again, it seems fairly formal, but we're just trying to achieve a little equity so that all the perspectives have a chance to be aired out. We then have about 45 minutes for the council members to ask a question, and we've asked Frank Lockhart to be prepared to bat lead off in that situation, so then we'll just look around. These can be questions of clarification to one or the other of the presenters. That does not mean that the other presenter has to speak at all, but we will afford a counter-perspective opportunity if they like. And then we end with closing statements, and we've given 5 minutes each for the two gentlemen to offer any closing statements that they would like. We're not going to be taking public comment here today. If anyone feels like what they've heard here tonight might unduly influence a council member when they make decisions under agenda item C7 Thursday afternoon, that would be the time frame for you to come and draw that to the council member's attention. So if any of you have any comments on this evening, Thursday afternoon will be your opportunity to talk about that. So, Mr. Chairman, that's kind of what we've got in mind, and if there aren't any questions from council members about how we'll proceed, then we'll look to Mr. Seeger to do the warm-up here. So, Jim.